poll, Blake Masters expands lead in home stretch of Arizona GOP Senate primary. By Nick Gilbertson on July 28, 2022. Blake Masters has expanded his lead over the rest of the Republican primary field for U.S. Senate in Arizona, with the election just days away, according to a Trafalgar Group poll. The poll, released Thursday, shows Masters, president of the Thiel Foundation, garnered 34.7% of the response among likely voters, giving him a 7.5 percentage point lead over his next closest opponent, Jim Limone, at 27.3%. Mark Brnovich was the only other candidate to reach double digits at 14.5%, while 7.7% and 5.6% backed Michael McGuire and Justin Olson, respectively. Another 10.2% of participants were undecided. Masters's lead has expanded in comparison to another Trafalgar poll from June that had him at 28.9%, just over 5 points ahead of Brnovich, who polled at 23.7%, and more than 10 points up on Limone, with 17.2% of the response. The previous poll came days after former President Donald J. Trump announced his endorsement of Masters. Before then, a Trafalgar poll from April had Masters in third place behind Brnovich and Limone. Trump held a rally for Masters and former Fox 10 Phoenix anchor Carrie Lake, the leading candidate in the GOP gubernatorial primary field, Friday in Prescott Valley, Arizona. In prepared remarks obtained by Breitbart News, he praised Masters. Blake is a titan of the business and technology world and a brilliant mind who truly supports the MAGA movement and the America First agenda. He brings exactly the kind of toughness, courage, and intellectual firepower we need in the Senate to take our country to the next level. At the rally, Masters blasted Senator Mark Kelly Diaz, whom he would face in the general election should he secure the nomination, calling him a rubber stamp vote for the Chuck Schumer, Joe Biden agenda and the worst senator in America. He also slammed Democrats for destroying our country and took aim at the Republican establishment. But you know who else deserves some blame? The weak-willed establishment Republicans who've stood idly by and let it happen. You know who I'm talking about, so-called conservative leaders, who are apparently too weak to conserve anything. These guys just want to go along to get along. Maybe they want to slow down the progressives just a little bit, not good enough. I'm sick of those Renos, are you sick of them? They only want to play defense, but we can't do that. We need to learn from President Trump and play offense. What does that look like? We know what to do. We need to seal the border. We need to stop election fraud. We need to stop this crazy inflation. We're going to break up big tech. Here's one for you, why don't we ban Chinese nationals from buying up all of the American farmland? Arizona, make me your nominee, so we can beat Mark Kelly, put America first, and finish the work that President Trump got started, he concluded. The poll surveyed 1,071 likely GOP primary voters from July 25 to July 27 and has a margin of error of plus or minus 2.9 percentage points.